Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Good afternoon, Summit County. It is Thursday, January 13th, and we're back with another week of news here on Summit in 6. And we're going to kick things off with Bridget, who has some updates on our legislative session kickoff that occurred Monday evening.
Yeah, so next week, the Utah State Legislature, they're kicking off their general session on the 18th. So this past Monday, on January 10th, several Summit County officials had the opportunity to speak with several legislators, including Rep. Mike Kohler, Rep. Kira Berkland, Rep. Brian King, and Senator Ron Winterton. County officials just shared with those folks issues they're facing in areas ranging from transportation to land use. The goal was really just to provide context for bills that are coming through the legislature this session and how they could affect local decision-making here in Summit. Vice versa, legislators shared with the county officials their session outlook and legislative priorities. Some things that were talked about was Sheriff Martinez shared of his staffing issues, and Rep. Kira Berkland talked of two proposed bills that could help shorten retirement requirements and get officers back on the force. Caroline Rodriguez shared challenges in competing for transit funding as a rural provider in a national funding pool, and Senator Ron Winterton expressed his support of the county's transit aspirations. There was also some talk on the rural film incentive, a potential urban farming bill, and the expansion of mental health resources for public employees. If you are interested in following the legislative session this year, you can tune in for weekly updates at the Wednesday council meetings.
And just to call out one of the things that you talked about, Bridget, the rural film incentive, which bringing it back, I think the easiest example of that would be having Yellowstone potentially back to film. That's just an example of what that bill covers and some of the things it provides for the state and also for our county specifically. In some other news, talking again about COVID, there was a New York Times article that was released earlier this week that said that Summit County was the fifth highest county for COVID case rates out of every 100,000 people. So basically per capita. The counties that were higher than us, we were just behind New York City's rates of 482 cases per capita. Ours was 469. And then the other three above us were unsurprisingly vacation resort destinations. So we had Pitkin County, Colorado, where Aspen Mountain is located, the Miami-Dade County in Florida, and then the number one, the highest rate with 631 COVID cases per 100,000 residents was Teton, Wyoming, which of course is where Jackson Hole is located. So another resort town similar to Park City. But all of those, we can clearly see that these winter destinations are being impacted disproportionately by COVID. So in response to this news, County Council Chair Chris Robinson made a statement before public input began last night, and that statement went as follows.
The impacts of the Omicron COVID-19 variant surge on Summit County at this time cannot be understated. This week, for the New York Times, Summit County has the fifth highest case count for 100,000 residents of COVID-19 across the United States. Our critical services are being impacted. Law enforcement officers, teachers, and other vital personnel are sick and unable to work. At this time, our hospital is at full capacity with beds occupied by residents and non-residents with COVID-19. We implore the residents of Summit County to take all steps necessary to protect themselves, their friends, and family by following this legally binding face covering order. Our emergency responders, teachers, hospital workers, and other critical personnel need your help and support at this time.
And that's something that I don't think we've talked about a lot in this pandemic is the impact that we're seeing, especially now with Omicron, on just these critical positions that we talked about, our law enforcement officers, our teachers. We're hearing a lot of stories anecdotally in the community that there is an impact here in the county and across the state at these positions, not necessarily because these people are being hospitalized, which is certainly still a concern, but just because these people are out and unable to work, which is providing holes in a lot of these services that we rely on in our day-to-day.
Some other things that happened at last night's council session. They approved two resolutions for the annexation of parcels into Mountain Regional Water Service Area. Secondary to that conversation, the general manager, Scott Morrison, of Mountain Regional Water Service Area did resign, so we're certainly sad to see him go.
In both to the council and the district today, it's been a very difficult decision because I care deeply about the district, about the people that I've had the pleasure to work with, including all of you. I'm very confident in the district, the staff that we have at the district, and the district's ability to continue to be a very successful and respected organization in our community. And yeah, I want to say thanks to all of you. And if I don't see you beforehand, it's been a pleasure.
There was a discussion on amending the Eastern Summit County Development Code, specifically on sections related to solar energy systems. The proposed amendment's purpose is to allow for and encourage the use of solar energy in Eastern Summit County, and Summit County staff did recommend that the council approve the amendment. However, council did have some issues with language in the amendment regarding owners assuming risk of development on adjacent properties and putting lines underground. So there should be more discussion to come in future sessions, and stay tuned on that.
And that's kind of a kickoff to a lot of discussions that will be happening in council this year regarding the general plans on the east side and the west side. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be a lot of reworking and revisiting the general plans this year. And kind of sounds like a dry topic, but it's really important for residents to be tuned into that, because those general plans determine what happens in the next 10, 15, 20 years, and really the impacts of how we handle things like growth and development in the county and what we ultimately want the county to look like in future years.
Yeah, and again, you can tune in weekly to council sessions on the Summit County, Utah Facebook page, Zoom, or by phone.
Perfect. That's all our news for this week. So have a wonderful weekend, Summit County, and we'll talk to you next week.